Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.3, Understanding Dashboards and Reports. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Tools and Technologies in BI in the Business Intelligence for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the fundamentals of dashboards in BI, the process of designing reports for effective decision-making, and the key metrics to include in dashboards. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to develop dashboards and reports that effectively convey BI insights to stakeholders. Main content fundamentals of dashboards in BI. Dashboards are essential tools in business intelligence that provide a visual representation of key performance indicators, KPIs, metrics, and data points relevant to a business process. Their primary purpose is to enable quick insights and facilitate data-driven decision-making. A well-designed dashboard consolidates data from multiple sources, presenting it in an easily digestible format. When creating dashboards, consider the following elements: clarity, relevance, and aesthetics. Clarity ensures that the data is presented in a straightforward manner, allowing users to quickly grasp the information. Relevance means including only the most critical metrics that align with the user's goals. Aesthetics involve organizing the dashboard in a visually appealing way that enhances understanding. For instance, if a business wants to track sales performance, the dashboard might display real-time sales numbers, trends over time, and comparisons to previous periods. The use of graphs, charts, and gauges can help visualize this data effectively, making it easier for stakeholders to identify areas of success or concern. An example of a well-structured dashboard might include a sales overview section with a bar chart showing monthly sales figures, a pie chart illustrating the market share of top products, and a line graph depicting sales trends over the last year. This combination allows users to see both detailed and high-level insights at a glance. Designing reports for decision-making. Reports complement dashboards by providing detailed insights into specific data points. While dashboards give a high-level overview, reports delve deeper into the analysis, often used for strategic planning and operational adjustments. When designing reports, it's crucial to focus on the audience and the purpose of the report. Start by determining the key questions that the report should answer. For example, if the report is intended for the marketing team, it might include insights on campaign performance, customer engagement metrics, and ROI analysis. Organize the report with a clear structure, an executive summary, detailed findings, and actionable recommendations. Additionally, ensure that the report is visually engaging. Use charts and tables to present data clearly, and highlight critical insights with call-out boxes or bold text. This not only aids comprehension but also keeps the reader engaged. For instance, a marketing report might begin with a summary of campaign goals, followed by a section that includes a table comparing previous and current campaign performance metrics. This structured approach allows the team to quickly identify what worked and what needs adjustment. Key metrics to include in dashboards. Selecting the right metrics to include in your dashboards is vital for their effectiveness. Metrics should be specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound, smart. Common key metrics often found in business dashboards include sales revenue. This metric indicates the total income generated from sales, providing insight into overall business performance. Customer satisfaction score. CSAT. Measuring customer satisfaction helps gauge how well the business meets customer needs and expectations. Net promoter score. NPS. This score assesses customer loyalty and the likelihood of customers recommending the company's products or services. Conversion rate. This metric shows the percentage of visitors who complete a desired action, such as making a purchase or signing up for a newsletter. Market share. Understanding the company's share of the market compared to competitors can help identify growth opportunities. Incorporating these metrics into dashboards allows stakeholders to make informed, strategic decisions based on real-time data and trends. For example, if a company notices a decline in its conversion rate, it can quickly investigate the underlying causes and implement strategies to enhance customer engagement. Conclusion. In this lesson, we've covered the fundamentals of dashboards in BI, the design of reports for effective decision-making, and the key metrics to include in dashboards. By understanding these concepts, you will be better equipped to develop dashboards and reports that effectively convey BI insights to stakeholders. This knowledge is crucial for enhancing business intelligence practices and driving informed decision-making within your organization. Reflection questions: how can you ensure that the metrics you choose for your dashboard are relevant to your stakeholders? What strategies will you implement to make your reports visually engaging and easy to comprehend? Reflect on a recent decision you made based on data insights. What metrics influenced your decision-making process?